Lecture 31, Pueblos and Mound Builders in North America.
We now come to part 6 of the prehistory of humankind. And now, in this last part, we move to the Americas. And in the next few lectures, we'll describe the sophisticated chiefdoms and states of ancient America. In Lecture 31, we're going to examine some of the powerful chiefdoms which developed in the North American Southwest and also in the eastern woodlands of what is now the United States. We begin by describing the origins of the Pueblo societies of the Southwest with their deep indigenous roots in the remote past. We visit Chaco Canyon and Mesa Verde, two great centers of ancestral Pueblo societies, about 1,000 years ago. And we show how interdependence, that common theme in this course, and drought were two major factors in ancient Southwestern life. After briefly describing the Hohokam tradition of the southern Arizona desert, we'll follow maize and beans into the eastern woodlands, where elaborate burial rituals and earthwork construction have been practiced for many centuries. Finally, we'll describe the Mississippian tradition, the apogee of chiefdoms in ancient North America, which flourished about 1,000 years ago. Christopher Columbus landed in the Indies in October 1492. An event which some observers have compared to their modern equivalent of finding an alien society in outer space. The impact on Europe, on the ideas of Western civilization, was enormous. And as European explorers, missionaries, and settlers fanned out over the Americas, they encountered a staggering array of Native American societies. Teeny bands of hunter-gatherers foraging over vast territories in desert lands. Others living off salmon fisheries or in tropical rainforests. Others subsisting off sea mammals and fish in the high Arctic. Then there were subsistence farmers, cultivating every kind of temperate and tropical environment imaginable. It is said, with considerable justification, that probably the ancient Native Americans were the most skilled farmers in the world in 1492. And the newcomers came in contact with other, far more elaborate North American societies. Communities of southwestern farmers dwelling in large mud brick pueblos in the southwest. Volatile, elaborate chiefdoms with sophisticated religious practices and burial customs in the south and the southeast. And the same diversity extended into Central and South America, where magnificent pre-industrial civilizations dazzled Spanish conquistadors and soon vanished in the face of epidemic diseases and aggressive conquest. Part 6 of the Prehistory of Humankind describes some of this extraordinary diversity of agricultural and state-level societies. In Lecture 18, we told the story of plant domestication in the Americas and described maize, beans, and a wide variety of other native plants, including the potato, as the staples of Native American societies. But the staff of life for North America were maize and beans. As we saw in that lecture, maize spread northward from Central America into the Southwest and was well established in this arid and demanding region for agriculturalists by the time of Christ.